This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosie Beck said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to ENN. I am former WWE 24/7 champion and current Michael K. Show picks champion, Peter Rosenberg. In fact, they say I'm simply the best. It's been said. But I'd like to start off if I can. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Stop hanging on the rim. You won. Clown.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Why don't you like things, Michael?
I'm going to try Michael again.
That's who you love.
Don?
My pure joy!
Michael?
I like pizza. I like things.
Don?
I hope you guys enjoy the game as well.
Yeah, you too. Love you, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And lastly, Michael?
I'm having fun!
Oh, it's been a hell of a day. And since we're playing some audio, guys, coming up shortly in ENN, we have, for the final time, the NFL announcer lineup. That's right.
That's so great.
One last time. We'll get to all things Super Bowl in just one second. We're going to go over prop bets. We're going to go over a lot with the Super Bowl. Let's start out with basketball, though, for a second, and hear from LeBron James and his thought about a possible All-Star game in Atlanta in March.
I have zero energy and zero excitement about an All-Star game this year. I don't even understand why we're having an All-Star game, but it's the agreement that the Players Association and the league came about. Short off-season for myself and my teammates was 71 days, and then coming to the season, we were told that we were not having an All-Star game, so we had a nice little break, 5 days from the 5th through the 10th, an opportunity for me to kind of recalibrate for the second half of the season, my teammates as well, some of the guys in the league, and then they throw an All-Star game on us like this and just breaks that all the way up. So pretty much it kind of a slap in the face. And, you know, we're also still dealing with a pandemic. We're still dealing with everything that's been going on. And we're going to bring the whole league into one city that's open. You know, obviously the pandemic has absolutely nothing to do with it at this point when it comes to that weekend. Obviously, you guys can see I'm not very happy about it, but it's out of my hands. And I'll be there if I'm selected. But I'll be there physically, but not mentally.
100% right.
Well, but I don't understand why he's upset. Chris Paul is the head of the Players Association and agreed on it.
Right.
Well, so why does he not? Why can't he be upset?
Well, he can be upset, and he has every right to be. But I would say that LeBron James could call up Chris Paul and go, no, we're not doing this.
Maybe not.
Maybe he did.
Or maybe he tried.
You know, and I respect the fact that he's going to go. Because he probably feels it's important to stand up for the Players Association, even though he disagrees with the decision. But he's 100% right. Well, I don't know why they're forcing this.
For money. For TNT.
No, listen, I get it. But you still have to be very careful. This is completely unnecessary. I get the season, the whole season I get. But this just, I understand it helps TNT, and it probably makes a certain amount of money. But at what cost?
They are going to donate money to historically black colleges.
But all those players, the Players Association can get together and say, whatever you're going to lose, you know, we'll donate. I mean, they're all very good that way, all right? It's not like anybody, the owners and the players aren't hurting for money. But you don't, he's 100% right, Peter. I mean, does it make sense to bring all these guys into a city together, pluck them from all over the country? Where some places the pandemic is still raging, have them fly, have them have to deal with for a meaningless game?
Well, one thing I think they have to have, since they're having the All-Star game and it's in Atlanta, you must have courtside Karen there.
Oh, that would be a moment.
You have to.
A reconciliation?
Yeah.
Between courtside and LeBron?
But courtside's husband hates LeBron. That would be the reconciliation.
Yeah, but he's not the one with the Instagram following, let's be reasonable.
Aaron Fox also dead set against it. He said, "You're making us wear masks when we shake hands at halftime, at the end of a game, and then you're going to make us go to an All-Star game?" He said, "Doesn't make sense. Games that don't count."
How about this?
A young guy.
How about allowing players to travel in the continental United States over All-Star weekend?
Yeah, very odd.
No international travel, but players can travel. Yeah, I could see a lot of ways that doesn't work out, guys.
Although the NBA got back all of their testing from this past week, not one positive.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
Well, you hope you don't blow it,
but
over
you don't
want to
mess
weekend.
With it. You know,
right.
I'm just saying, you've got something that's working for you. Do you really want to mess with it? I don't really see how the pros outweigh the cons here. If you want to put something together, listen, TNT's very creative. We saw that after Kobe passed away, right? If they wanted to put something on, some alternative, have a bunch of players on Zoom, do something, and then have those players donate money, have ownership donate money to the predominantly black colleges. I get the philanthropy of it, but I just think it's an unnecessary risk.
All right, let's move on to some Super Bowl conversation, shall we?
Yes.
Yeah.
First of all, Devin McCourty of the Patriots was on Get Up earlier, and he talked about how it's bittersweet for him watching Tom Brady in the Super Bowl with Rob Gronkowski. A little bittersweet, he said, to watch those two guys leave our team and bring everything that they've learned to Tampa, a team that didn't make the playoffs last year and now is having an opportunity to win a world championship. It's been awesome to watch, and obviously a little bittersweet because you would rather those two guys be suiting up with you on Sundays. Not surprising. Now, guys, it's time for the last time this season for your NFL announcer lineup. Well, it's pretty simple. On television, Sunday, 6:20-ish, the kickoff on CBS. Your play-by-play man on the call, the gentleman, Jim Nance.
Hello, friends.
He will, of course, be joined by the $18 million man. You know why they pay him so much? Because of stuff like this.
Never touched him. That's a catch.
But never to be outdone, a good old delicious scoop of vanilla bean ice cream in a suit. They call him Evan Washburn.
The lobby is bustling. There is an energy here.
That's correct. And also, you need a rules official, don't you guys?
Sure.
Of course.
So who do you turn to? Mean Gene Steratore.
That's all control, babe.
Thank you very much, Gene. Now, should you end up listening on the radio, you know who the call would be. Mr. Kevin Harlan.
Beer is every place.
That's right, taking a break from his rigorous NBA schedule to call the Super Bowl on the radio. Now, give you guys a little taste of, have you ever spent any time with Gene Dekaroff?
No.
No, I think I'd remember that.
Gene Dekaroff is the play-by-play radio man in Tampa. Let's hear a little bit of his work from a couple of weeks ago during the championship game.
Caught ball, touchdown Tampa Bay. It is Cameron Brate. One play for Brady to do his thing, and Brate spikes the ball.
Also, he went across the bay and did WWE after that.
No, please don't say that. He got pretty revved up about the possibility of the Bucs beating the Packers. Check this out.
Godwin, our leading receiver, he rops for the first down, and the Buccaneers have a fresh set with 27 seconds left.
And lastly, what about the big touchdown pass to Scotty Miller?
Brady to throw, throws a deep pass downfield. Got Scotty Miller in the open. Makes the catch. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Scotty Scooter Miller. And Brady puts it right on the spot. Bucks score with no time left or very little in the first half.
I mean, guys.
Special.
He's like a mix of good, but also, can you believe that voice? I mean, he goes full-blown entertainer. My goodness. Well, guys, you interested in any prop bets this weekend? Perhaps?
Sure.
Now, hopefully these ones are on the board that you're looking at, unlike the ones we were given by RJ Bell. Don, you more a heads guy or a tails guy?
Oh, big head guy.
I'm sorry? All right, how about a question for you? Here's one you could bet. What will happen first, sack or touchdown?
Ooh.
Touchdown.
Sack.
Sack is plus 110, touchdown minus 130.
There you go, see?
Well, I don't care what the odds are. Touchdown's going to happen first.
This is a fun one. Will the game be tied after 0-0? Yes, minus 130. No, plus 110.
Yes.
No.
I believe it will.
Not now. Now he's disagreeing with me. Not for the good of the show, though, but now he's disagreeing.
What were the odds?
Wait, so that means, I said it was minus 130 for yes, plus 110 for no. Wait, so Michael, now nothing's on the line?
Except who's going to be in the Eagles gear.
Oh, no, no. So there is something still big on the line.
Yeah, but the championship would have been on the line.
Yeah, but he already said that this was more important to him.
All right.
So I'm just getting killed on Twitter. Because, again, we had to give our picks ahead of time. And I was pretty sure you were going with the Bucs. But my fear was that if you ended up going Chiefs, now I'm disgusted with myself because now I'm rooting for what I don't think is going to happen, if you follow what I'm saying. So I just made it. I just dedicated myself all week to say I am going to go with what
I
believe is going to be.
Go with your heart, Don.
But you're rooting for something you don't. You're rooting for the Bucs to win.
Oh, no, I would like to see the Bucs, but that's over now. But, no, I want to go with what my feeling was in the game. I mean, I don't want to get into the whole playing defense and the strategy.
Okay.
We're supposed to pick who we think's going to win the game. That's the whole concept of it.
Okay.
And you didn't honor that, but that's okay. You didn't break any rules.
Don't tell me what I honored. You have no idea what I think. Did you see the stat, Peter?
You said what you think. You said we had excellent picks.
Brady is the first quarterback in NFL history to face three former Super Bowl MVPs in getting to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Brees, Rodgers, and Mahomes.
Wait, we'll say this again?
First quarterback to have to face three former Super Bowl MVPs in order to win the Super Bowl. Brees, Rodgers, and Mahomes.
Brees, Rodgers. Actually, it's four, if you think about it.
Who's the other one?
Eli.
No.
Not a Super Bowl MVP.
This one. This Super Bowl.
Oh, his
Super
path.
Bowl. Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were like in the Super Bowl.
No, this one.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. That's
quite
good.
A run. And not only that, add on top of that, Taylor Heineke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the one that was left out.
That one will
stand
out.
They could have been picked off in the first round, man. They really could have.
I know.
What was that?
I've touched a nerve, Michael.
We were so damn close. I thought about that. We could have won. It could have been Washington in the Super Bowl.
Well, wait. You still have to go through New Orleans and Green Bay. I'm just saying that's how close it came.
You never know.
I got to hear that again. That reaction was tremendous.
How about total passing yards by Patrick Mahomes? What do you think the over-under's at, boys?
300.
311.
I know. 331.5.
Really?
331.5.
He's going to have that in the first half.
The Brady number.
Said the guy who picked the buck.
The Brady number is 306.5.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
That's
Peter, could I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
You've heard the name Michael Chandler, right?
Yes, I've heard it several times this week. Actually, yeah. I've heard it a lot over the last couple of weeks since he had that win.
He's a little angry at you. You know that, right?
I have Twitter.
He's online right now. I've set this up.
Oh, Peter. Oh, Peter. I believe that you owe someone a freaking apology.
Well, Michael, is this really... Is this really Michael Chandler?
Yes, it is.
Yes, this is Michael Chandler, the one and only. The dude you've been running from for the last couple days.
First of all, I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying congratulations on your big win. Welcome to UFC. That's very exciting.
Oh, so now you want to come over. Now you want to come over to the good side.
No. I didn't say anything about your performance.
After talking trash in front of millions of people.
Well, don't give Ariel too much credit. But no, it's... Listen... Your performance was fantastic. In the octagon, I was thoroughly impressed. You beat Hooker's a great fighter, and you were very impressive, and the moment was amazing, the backflip. I enjoyed it. I'm excited you're in UFC. I simply said...
You're backpedaling so hard.
No. Thank you, Don. Hold, hear me out. I simply said, Mr. Chandler, if I may, I simply said, your promo, while good, wasn't at the level of the best talkers in WWE. That's all I said.
And that's why I say, keep your head on a swivel.
Ooh. Oh, come on. That's a little sensitive,
because I could end up anywhere. You know, I trained down in Florida. You know how close I am to Tampa?
How close?
Real close.
Now, Michael, let me ask you that. If you saw Peter, what would you do?
I would demand an apology. Ooh. I think an apology is owed because I think it was probably one of the greatest promos that's definitely ever been cut inside the octagon. I think it was heartfelt and it was true. And it's gained a lot of notoriety, and I get that. But I want to let my fighting speak for itself, not just any kind of promos that I want to cut. But I will accept your sentiment. I will accept your admiration for my work inside the octagon, the backflip, the knockout, and all that kind of stuff. But I will definitely disagree that I think that if I wanted to cut a promo, I truly think that I could cut a promo with the best of them in the WWE.
Really?
In the Thunderdome. Yes.
You think you could go to the Thunderdome and you could do what Daniel Bryan or Roman Reigns does on that microphone?
I believe these guys have been doing it for decades, and I've been doing it for weeks.
That's a good point. That's a nice comeback.
Decades, and I've been doing it for weeks. As a matter of fact, you can go back through my 26 fights around the world, around the globe, and you've never heard me even speak anything remotely like that on the mic.
Michael, listen, can I tell you something? This is Michael K.
This is the first one ever.
Can I tell you something, Michael? This is Michael K.
Yes.
I'm your biggest backer, man. I think you're great on
Come
the
on
mic.
Now.
I think you. Yep. You're great in the octagon. You got a supporter here. I don't care what Peter says. I'm your guy.
Yeah. See, and that was so. Yeah. So see, and that's really all I need. Okay.
That's it.
We know Peter.
Well, but isn't a promo more of a wrestling thing than a UFC thing?
Of course it is.
So why is this even a big deal, Michael?
Because Michael wants to be bigger than big.
No, but he's a great fighter. Imagine a pitcher going out there pitching a complete game and somebody critiquing his post-game press conference. What does it matter?
Joe Frazier was a great fighter. Muhammad Ali was a great fighter. Muhammad Ali sold himself better than Joe Frazier and is much more revered than Joe Frazier. I know where Michael's coming from.
Michael, you
want to make people feel something. That's what I'm in the business to do. Listen, I've been given some amazing gifts. I've been given an amazing platform. I feel like I was underutilized and underappreciated for over a decade. Now being on the biggest stage in combat sports, the ultimate proving grounds in mixed martial arts, now given an opportunity to make people feel something, that's what we did at UFC 257. That's how we did it on January 23rd, and that's what I did when I grabbed the mic for the first time inside the UFC octagon. After quite possibly one of the greatest UFC debuts of all time. These are other people's words, not mine. So I'm just glad to get this opportunity to chop it up with you guys. But I do need an apology from Peter.
Don't do it, Peter.
Come on, Mike. Come on.
Peter,
come on.
I think you have to do this. I really do, Peter, for your own health.
Here's the thing. I got to tell you, that right there was
a
gorgeous
promo. Never comes after. Here's the thing.
The promo he just cut right there was incredible. And again, I respect the work, and you seem like a great guy. There's no doubt about it. That being said, I can't apologize to you, Michael.
Oh.
I had an opinion, and I'm standing by my opinion.
You got to respect.
And like Tom Petty, I won't back down. I'm the former 24/7 champion, well, for God's sake.
This isn't going. Yeah, you are. You were for all 17 minutes of it.
17 hours.
This thing isn't going to go away. Then it's not going to go away. And I will make you eat your words. And I will. Wait till my next fight. Wait till the next time I step inside that UFC octagon. I'm not going to do it because of you, but I am going to do it for people like you.
Well, I look forward to that, and this may not go away, but guess what? You are going away. Andrew, bang on him!
Wow.
Enough from you, Chandler.
That was nice. That was interesting.
Wow.
You know, I got to tell you, he sounds like a great guy.
He does. It's very difficult to root against him. I still have your back. But he made some very interesting points.
Very salient points.
I don't even want to have problems with this guy. He seems like the nicest guy in the world.
He really seems to.
How did I manage to upset him?
You upset everybody.
Oh, my God. That was an exact quote from Ray from North Carolina.
Yeah.
You upset everybody.
Yeah, but you said it organically.
He just continually upsets everyone.
God, I can't believe he was that nice. If you guys saw how mercilessly he beat that man.
I know, right?
I mean, he is a dangerous, dangerous gentleman. So, guys, are you going to place, Don, this weekend, are you going to place any actual bets?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us what you're considering?
I'm going to bet the over.
Really?
At 56.5.
You're going against
RJ Bell. Well, because I always believe that there are, like, what I like to call miscellaneous points in the Super Bowl, right? Because I think that sometimes nerves get a play. You'll get like a weird pick six. You'll get a special teams points. So I always like the over. And I'm really looking at that the under on Brady. The 309?
See, I actually like the over on Brady and the under on Mahomes.
Hmm.
Here's why. If Kansas City's great and they're up 10 to 17 points, Brady's going to be throwing constantly in the second half. And Kansas City will start to run the ball. Brady keeps chucking. He ends up throwing. Remember, Brady has had crazy numbers. Andrew, what was Brady's line against you guys in the Super Bowl?
He went over 500 yards. Like, it was unbelievable.
In a loss.
Yeah.
So, like, he will gun if they get down. Don, here's my one concern with you taking the over. Man, that first quarter in a Super Bowl can be so ugly and awkward. And you're looking around like, is anyone going to score in this game?
Yeah, but as RJ Bell said, a lot of those, like Patriot with Brady, they played very conservative because you can't win a Super Bowl in the first quarter, but you can lose it kind of attitude. But I have a lot more fun because there's still a lot of fan in me more than gambling expert. I want to root for points.
I know. You know? Well, that's the fan part. We all want to root for points. Here's some other ones. Receptions by Mike Evans. Any idea what that over-under would be?
8.
4.5.
Don, are you working as a bookie?
No.
Well, Michael, then you should definitely like the over because it's at 4.5. Receptions by Travis Kelce at 7.5. Team to score the longest touchdown, longest reception by Tyreek Hill. This one, you know what? Don, what? Longest reception by Tyreek Hill, over, under. What do you think it's at?
35 yards.
24.5.
27.5. I like Tyreek Hill for at least one big one.
The great thing isn't that funny when the ball being in the air for like 2 yards?
Right. It's all yak.
Right. He'll do it all himself.
Oh, he's the king of yak.
Did you see this distressing story by Adam Schefter?
No.
Britt Reed, the Chiefs' offensive outside linebacker coach and the son of Kansas City head coach Andy Reed, was involved in a multi-car accident Thursday night that left a 5-year-old child with life-threatening injuries, per the team statement and police report.
Oof. So that was obviously in Kansas City.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, guys. The stage is set. By the way, I really am downplaying how bad a guy Michael was. Not only does he arrange to get the guy who wants to kill me on the show, but immediately takes his side. Just remember,
let me ask you one thing, Peter. If you were not involved and you heard that guy talk, Don always has your back. And Don was tempted to take the guy's side. The guy was a delight.
He was a delight. But I did say to him, I think he's a little sensitive.
You did?
About,
but I can't win.
I just don't know why in MMA. And listen, I'm no MMA or wrestling fan. I just don't know why the promo is a big deal in MMA. That's a wrestling thing.
But here's the thing. I can't win because I don't apologize. I'm now a bad guy because I stood my ground. If I do apologize, everyone's calling me a wuss.
No,
you
handled it very well.
I can't back down. But what's the likelihood of him seeing me?
Michael obviously has got this guy's contact information. The question is, Peter, does Michael have yours?
I know where Peter lives.
Because he will let Michael know.
Oh, he already knows.
Uh-huh. Well, he didn't know there because he thought Peter was in Tampa.
Well, no, he knows that I was and will be in Tampa.
He was in Tampa, but he now has Peter's address.
And Don, I have to go back to Tampa in 3 weeks.
And it doesn't look like he's going to forget by then.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for a very troubling Super Bowl E-N-N.
That was a good job, Michael. I enjoyed that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great.
We're going to rip through phone calls. We've done a lot of talking today. We've had some great guests, but we want to hear from you about everything we've spoken about. A lot of people are angry. A lot of Met fans are angry they didn't get Trevor Bauer, that he's a troll. Your thoughts on the Super Bowl, 1-800-919-3776. It's all there for you. It's laid out on a platter, a beautiful sizzler buffet. Come, indulge. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.